sage-like advice.
It is Eddie's sage-like advice. It's the holiday show. Ooh. Eddie, welcome and happy holidays.
Happy holiday to you.
Now, we're calling it a holiday grab bag. Why, Matt?
Well, Eddie, these are, as usual, we usually do this around this time of year. We get some holiday questions in from the listeners.
Yeah.
But these just kind of, sometimes we do like, oh, it's my kids on the holidays. This is just, you know, sort of just a panoply of holiday questions.
Exactly. So let's kick it off. Maddie, number one of three.
All right, here we go. Season's greetings, Eddie. Mm. Wanted to reach out to you with regard to my husband. About a year ago, he decided to work the graveyard shift at his job. He's an emergency room nurse. I didn't have a problem with it at the time because previously he was working at a hospital two towns over and the commute was killing him. His old boss was a real slave driver, never giving him a set schedule. This made it tough for us to not only plan dinner from day to day, but penciling in a vacation was out of the question. The downside is, like I said, a year has gone by and my hubby's still on the night shift. He sleeps pretty much all day, and when he comes home, he's bushed. We haven't been clicking sexually, and the vacations we promised to embark on have yet to come to fruition. Now, Eddie, I know what you are going to say. You can't have it both ways, sweetheart. Either deal with your man working like a dog, or have him go back to his old schedule and your old set of problems.
At writing a question.
Jeez. Here's what's weird, and my girlfriends have pointed this out. Shouts out to Lisa and Erica. What? In the year since he's been so busy at work, he's lost close to 45 pounds. He doesn't look sickly. If anything, he looks more fit, more handsome, motivated. He complains about working the night shift, and yet 3 days a week, he's leaving the house 2 hours early to work out at the hospital staff gym. He comes home too tired to get physical with me, but he wakes up early.
You already said that.
He wakes up early to hit the weight bench. Some of my girlfriends have told me to look for signs he may be cheating, but I've found nothing. Still, this situation has me irked, so I think I've found a solution. Instead of buying him a bunch of polo shirts and bathrobes this year, I've sprung for a workout set. Free weights, personal gym, rowing machine. I've even cleared out some storage space in the closet, under his nose of course, so that he can set up shop in a quiet place here under our roof. The only thing I'm a little shaky on is the fact that I took out a bank loan to pay for it all.
What the fuck?
These weights are muy expensivo.
Who gives a shit?
Anyway, seems like a good move, right?
Dang.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 you fucking ho. Get to the point. The problem is with you. Oh, are you overweight?
G from Charlotte.
All right. Again, stop sending me this bullshit.
Damn. Why is it, Eddie, that when people... When females want to get fit, like say after a baby or something like that, it's all good. But then a dude wants to take care of himself, he gets blown a bunch of shit because he's working the graveyard shift?
I don't know.
Maybe he's trying to get his stamina up because he's got to work them weird hours.
Eddie's pissed at that fucking question.
It ain't a question. It's bullshit.
All right. Well, let's
straight garbage.
All right. Well, let's move on. G,
all right, G.
Charlotte.
Check yourself, man.
Stay your monkey ass in Charlotte. You ask a question, for Christ's sake. I don't give a shit about your whole life.
Seriously,
damn,
G.
Ask a question.
G, would it
give me a problem?
A
you know my sage like advice, bitch. Get a job. Get a new man. I don't know what to tell you. Just stop writing me horse shit. All right. It's the second month. I got 5 minutes to listen to absolutely fucking nothing. Give me something that's wrong with you. I don't give a shit about your literary skills. This ain't the fucking book club of the fucking
month.
Yeah, I'm not a publisher. I'm not your editor. Ask me a question. I don't give a fuck
about
your personal
life. You ain't trying to write on the Law Review right now?
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Jesus.
God damn.
This ain't Penthouse Forum.
I will defend that. There ain't much going on in Charlotte right now.
Huh?
There's not much going on in Charlotte right now.
There's a lot going on in Charlotte. Talk about the weather. All right? Talk about how the... You know what? You sharecropping motherfucker.
Talk about Bismack Biyombo.
You trying to show me that you you're not intelligent.
They haven't had a good hurricane in a
minute. I want you to do this. Here's my answer to your question.
All right.
Look up the word concise.
Oh.
And
if you can spell it.
All right.
Use it in a sentence.
Let's go to concise. My favorite Indian chief of all time is concise. Let's go on to question number two. Matt, let me take this one.
Yes.
Hi, Eddie. I'll get straight to the point. Aha.
Thank you.
All right. I've been recently embarrassed by a situation. I don't want to give a lot of details about myself in case my friends or coworkers are listening. Last year, I slept with a guy at the company Christmas party. When I say at, I don't mean we went to a place or got a room nearby. I mean right there in the break room with the door locked. It was amazing. The guy's a rising star with the company. He's young, hot, well-endowed, and very successful.
And you are Lauren Ho.
I thought we were both worried about this tryst blossoming into a full-blown romance, and I'm sure he didn't want to jeopardize his stock at the company. I get that. Cut to a few weeks ago. Luckily for me, or so I thought, we pulled each other's names for the office secret Santa party. He got me a very generic gift basket. Really? No thought went into this thing. It looked like he had a secretary pick it out. Unfortunately, it gets worse. I thought it would be cute to get him something suggestive, to let him know I remembered our little secret workplace lovemaking session. And who knows, maybe give him the impetus to kick something off this year. I won't say what I got him in case my coworkers, again, are listening. But please believe me, it went over like a lead balloon. Not only was he somewhat uncomfortable with the gift, but he alerted our conservative boss that he found the gift inappropriate. Now I'm the one facing disciplinary action at work, and there's been whispers around the office I might even be let go. Part of me wants to tell them that he seduced me last year and exposed the past nature of our sexual relationship, but I'm worried that he then may get in trouble, and part of me thinks he deserves that. Let me know what to do and be honest. Could he have a girlfriend or wife I don't know about, or may he even more likely be with somebody up the company ladder involved with them sexually? Sincerely, and she redacted her name.
Okay.
What do you think's going on?
Now this is getting real.
Yeah.
A year has passed. You had a Christmas party and you fuck somebody. It's like going to a bar
and fucking
being
somebody.
Drunk and fucking somebody, expect to end up at Niagara Falls. You know what? I don't know. You know what? I understand why.
Made of the mist.
The powers that be.
On your face.
You know, are playing this to like a bunch of fucking 10-year-olds. You're about as bright as a 2-watt bulb. Okay, here's my answer. Use your common sense. Whatever you smoking, drinking, whatever, turn off reality television. Get in touch with yourself. Get your ass off the computer. Let you go for what? What did you get this man that he took it and said was inappropriate? Why didn't you write in what you gave him? Then I can deal with a question. You, baby, it's very obvious.
Sounds like lingerie, right?
You had a one-night stand.
I'm thinking massage oils.
Oh.
One-night stand. And you expect it to be something. You both agreed that it should be nothing. It becomes nothing. You got what you asked for. Now you got a problem. You know what? You ever heard Michael Jackson saw a man in the mirror? Look at the bitch in the mirror. Bye. Happy holiday, you stupid motherfucker.
Maddie, here we go.
Question three.
From a man of the cloth here, Eddie. So be respectful.
Yes.
Here we go.
Respectful as much as Jesus was respectful when he got off the cross.
Exactly. When he got off the cross. Here we go. Hi, Eddie. I know you are a busy sage during this holiday season.
No,
thanks
I'm
not. For listening. A few years ago, I was certified and ordained as a minister. I have always wanted to pursue this online documentation, and as a result, I've presided over two ceremonies. The first, my cousin Jim's wedding in upstate New York. The second, my wife's friend Angel here in Los Angeles. Before any of this happened, however, my best friend in the world, Russell, made me promise him that if I went ahead and became a minister, I would do his wedding. I, of course, said yes at the time. He had just gotten engaged. Well, things are weird because he delayed his wedding, and in that time, I was convicted of a crime. I'm not going to say what that crime was exactly.
Little boys in the back.
But I will offer this up to listeners. Foot fans, please be aware that the state of California does not look kindly on repeat drug offenders, even if the second or third drug offense involves commercially available inhalants. They treat that shit the same as heroin.
What?
Anyway, I've paid for my crime.
Smoke weed in this state. What is he talking about?
No, commercially available inhalants, like fucking huffing gas and shit like that. Anyway, I've paid for my crime both in the eyes of the law and in the court of public opinion. The sad reality is that now Russell's fiance says I can't preside over the event because there are children and her conservative family in attendance. She came to me and voiced her concern before going to Russell about it. I think this was an attempt to make me feel shame, and she pushed me to break the news to him over the holidays when we usually get together to watch bowl games, another of our long-standing rituals. Eddie, what do I do? Pastor Derek.
About what?
About basically his friend's wife telling him now you can't perform the wedding because you had a little fucking scrape with the law. You can't perform your best friend's wedding.
Okay. You ever heard of the term the chickens come home to roost?
Oh.
You say it every month?
Yeah.
You ever heard of the term...
Look in the mirror?
No.
Oh.
You know, being responsible for your actions. You ever heard of the term...
We gotta do better?
You got to pay for what you play?
Oh, shit.
And you a minister. Dude, put the cloth down, take the Bible, go sit in the motherfucking corner. Your answer is in the book that you profess to promote.
What page? Let them know what page.
Why are you asking me? Because I'm a motherfucking heathen. Okay? The reason I don't prescribe or subscribe to organized religion is because of people like you. And you're the learned man. Everything you ask me can be found in the New Testament between chapters 4 through 11. Matthew. There's where your answer lies, fool. Put the fucking book down and pick up some common sense. You're worried about presiding over a marriage. What about the lost sheep in your congregation?
Damn.
Yeah. You worried about a marriage.
Preach.
But you ain't talking about the word of God.
Preach.
You worried about a marriage. What about the children in your parish who are being abused? What about the state of the world? What are you telling your congregation about dealing and holding on with the current state of the world? Are you talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse? Are you talking about the biblical relevancy to the natural disasters that's being plagued by America? Are you talking about that? You write me in about a motherfucking marriage about two crackheads. Fuck you and fuck them.
You weren't thinking about your friend or your ministry when you were fucking potentially huffing gas.
And dude, exactly. I'm not going to judge you.
No.
You think he's judge talking not. About like here again,
I'm going to go biblical on you. Why don't you say this to the woman? You're a minister, for Christ's sakes. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Okay?
By the state of California.
All right?
What's the public?
It's like Louis Farrakhan said when he talking in Brooklyn a month ago.
Before or after the part about
where? And who? Or, what is this ordaining nonsense? What is this licensing nonsense?
Online.
To preach the word of God.
Online, man.
Who? What is this nonsense? Either you are what you are, just because you get a piece of paper, don't mean you the real deal. You write this asinine, juvenile question, and you a pastor. I'm glad I ain't near your church, because you a fool. You got no balls, no backbone, and you do not understand the things that you profess to have by the state of California.
Online.
Online. That you're a minister.
.gov.
Bruh, it takes more than a piece of paper. All right?
I don't even think ministers they do that. Are calling. I think they send you like
a minister is a calling.
Like a little thing that you can print
not
out.
A profession.
Matt, a ministry is a calling, man.
It's a calling, dude.
Oh.
And you've been called out.
Damn.
All right? You picked up the drug or wherever you did. You knew, you, dude, you at the head of this.
He was a pastor while he was huffing.
Yeah. I'm not mad at you because you make a mistake because nobody's without sense. I'm not judging you, bro.
Well, what about that? What about this? This is the other thing I wanted to bring up now that we're kind of rolling on this. How about this passage? Let's just review this, Eddie.
It's clause by clause.
Well, things are weird because he, meaning Russell, delayed his wedding, and in that time I was convicted of a crime. So he's kind of putting it on Russell. Like, damn, dog. Like, if I was presiding over your fucking nuptials, I wouldn't be, sniffing glue.
I wouldn't have this sock full of turpentine in my face.
Yeah.
No. Well, I don't know about, blaming Russell. I don't care. You know? You got caught with your hand in the cookie jar. Now you're going to, wonder why nobody wanted to,
Or a sock in your face.
Yeah, you got to.
Nobody
want
to deal with you.
Sock.
Again, dude.
Paper bag.
Ask for forgiveness. Face your accusers. And deal with it. You can't even lead yourself to have enough balls
fall back
to talk to the woman face to face. Y'all gonna look at it over a ball game.
Please.
Remember Sandusky, nigga? Remember Sandusky, nigga?
Tell him he's more of a bitch than a bitch.
Remember Sandusky, nigga? You gonna watch a ball game. Fuck a ball game.
Eddie, we'd be selling this holiday spectacular short if we did not give you ample time to voice your positive thrust. Positive thrust on the way out, the last one of 2012.
The positive thrust on the way out is this. One, I wish everyone a happy and safe and prosperous new year and joyful holiday with full peace and love. And I want to throw my empathy into the ring of the tragedy of this week or last week, I forget, when the children were killed by another child. And I want to just say this. Gun control is not the answer. The answer lies somewhere a little bit more insidious. It lies in the lobbying on Capitol Hill across the board. It lies in the lies that we profess to act like it's the truth. The truth of the matter is this. You are affected by the things that you're exposed to. Isn't that how we raise our children? Based on exposing them and guiding them in a direction that they don't know. They're blank pieces of paper. So ask yourself a question. Why is it that as the warfare goes up, some people step off and take it literally? How is it that Fifth Avenue spends billions of dollars to influence us, yet we profess that video games don't influence children? Lobby, 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 got a buck, got a dime, look the other way. What are we looking for? What are we running from? What are we afraid of? We want to blame guns. Guns don't just get up and shoot people. There's a thing called motivation. There's a thing called exposure, desensitizing one's humanity. Our entire planet is based on killing. And we start crying when the chickens come home to roost. Who's guiding your children and what are they exposed to? What's the next thing that's going to happen? It's good business for politics. Happy New Year. See you in 7,000 years. Remember December 21st? Whoa, we're a bunch of stupid people.
Eddie, thank you so much. That was the last Positive Thrust 2012. We'll see you in January 2013.
Ever. Yeah.
Potentially ever. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. Hopefully, if we are all still here, you will be here in January 2013. Happy holidays, Sage.
Happy holidays to you, too. Bah, humbug, you bitches.